وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are trying to look at human rights and the right of a person to live and have a prosperous, happy life from an Islamic perspective. When it comes to the human life itself, it goes through number of stages. It goes through the embryo stage and then goes to becoming a child in the mother's womb, and then to giving birth to him, and then childhood and adulthood and so on and so forth. Islam, when he looks at human rights, he gives it a comprehensive look from day one, when the child is consumed in the stomach of the mother. Even as an embryo, Islam has forbidden what we call today abortion, that a child should be miscarried deliberately by the mother or a choice of both parents. So when Islam goes to such depth, you can see how comprehensive it is in this regard, that even abortion is considered to be forbidden. Now, you look at countries, and I constantly repeat this, who are at least what they acclaim to be the preservers of human rights, and they have the human rights charter and the human rights this and the human right that, and the United Nations, who apparently seems to speak for humanity and its rights, they give people the right to take another life, and that is obviously to allow abortion. In a lot of countries, and if not majority of the countries, abortion is allowed. Women can kill their own babies. That is a crime against humanity. I mean, if you did not want the child, obviously you should have used measures to prevent it from happening in the first place. But now the child is here, he's in the stomach, he's in the womb, you have no right to take it away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it life, and it is now out of your hand. So if you look at the numbers, if you look at the statistics of how many people, and how many especially females, who go through the process of abortion, the numbers are staggering. It's a scary rate where women end up having an abortion. Now, that itself obviously killing and taking a life of another human being, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has surely has stood firmly against from day one. So, for example, if you look at it from an Islamic perspective, that notion is forbidden, that abortion is forbidden. No parent, be it male or female, have the right to take the baby's life. It's done, end of story. And if they decide to get an abortion for a reason or two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, I mean, you know, fiqh-wise, if we're talking about jurisprudence, there are exceptions to the formula, especially if the life of the mother is in danger, this and that. But I'm not talking about the exceptions. I'm talking about in general cases. If that happens, then they have to pay what we call diyah, compensation, for taking that life. So as we see that Islam is very comprehensive in trying to ensure that the rights of man is preserved from the moment he is born. Now, let us take a short break and then we will continue, inshallah.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Now, as we have been saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Quran, or through the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala, or through the words of the Imams alayhi wasalam, they have emphasized and they have stretched that point way too far and way too long when it came to preserving the rights of mankind, especially when it comes to the rights of living and having a prosperous life. We gave so many examples from the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, and how he himself was a champion of that. When he spent all his life trying to prevent bloodshed, be it in the Muslim world or be it outside that, when there were other, you know, chances for war to happen. Now, even to just fair to highlight, even our other imams, alayhim wassalam, they have intervened in many times, in many occasions, to prevent wars from happening and bloodshed happening within the Muslims or within be it the surrounding countries or the nations surrounding to Islam, be it the Persians or be it the Romans or what have you. So we can see that the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, they moved on that scale where they have tried to preserve right of people and the right for people to live. And more importantly, as we have been saying, that ensuring the life of a person is one thing, ensuring the life of his spirituality is another thing, but also ensuring him to have the right to live in a dignified manner, to live in a free manner. Because sometimes when we live under systems where I have no freedom to speak, I have no freedom to practice my faith, I have no freedom to move around, then I am no longer a human being. I'm just a slave or a servant to the system that I'm under. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, in his famous speech or his famous quote that he said on the Battle of Karbala, he said when he's talking to the soldiers of Umar ibn Sa'd, he says, if you do not believe in the hereafter, at least be free, in the sense that, you know, live the values of life. Don't be servant to your own desires and to your own pleasures. You know, live that life where you feel that you are dignified, that you are a free human being, you are no longer bound, or you are stuck to the bondage and the chains of someone else. Live that free life. So the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam and the Quran and all the things that we have been saying throughout, I don't know, over God knows how many episodes, when we have been talking about the right of human beings and human rights, is that a human has a right to live and live a prosperous, happy, and dignified life. Inshallah, we'll leave it up to here, and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله.